Poppy on camera is great television. Poppy off camera would get canceled. Like television canceled. Yeah, mostly television canceled.
I think Dan's mom says this to him a lot, says, I'd like to remarry the guy that shows up on TV because that's nothing like the gentleman that I married.
When you're watching HQ, do you recognize the man you see on TV?
Papi never come home, Gonzalo does. I want Papi home, send him home.
Papi versus Gonzalo is a war that's being waged in one man's head and has been for years. And the tough part is externally, you can't tell when he's Poppy and when he's Gonzalo.
He's just a completely different person when the camera's on, when that little red light is on. It's showtime for him. And I'm beginning to think that's the real him.
If Gonzalo needed help working an iPad or borrowing my pen, you want to help Gonzalo, but then it's Poppy that's going to get you. Gonzalo's never gotten me. You can put that on my little lower third. Never gotten by Gonzalo. But I have gotten got by Poppy.
The legacy will be that the only thing that could stop the old man was a global pandemic.
A lot of growing concerns about the deadly coronavirus officially hitting the U.S.
And just as a society, just forget about shaking hands. We don't need to shake hands. We gotta break that custom.
Handshakes are done. One could argue they were kind of done a while ago, but now they're definitely done. We can't do it. Pablo's friend Tony told us no handshakes anymore, so I think we're about to see once this all ends if Poppy can truly be great.
Yeah, Poppy's gonna be stuck. He doesn't have any other moves.
He might start mooning people from a distance because my father has done that his entire life. My father has enjoyed mooning people.
What is Thor without his hammer? What is Zeus without his lightning bolts? What is the world's greatest villain without his preferred weapon? It's funny, I just felt a chill. I felt a physical chill when I was imagining what he would do next. I don't want to find out.
Are high fives also a thing of the past? Because I won't feel safe until both handshakes and high fives and people handing you a pen and people asking for help getting up or people asking for your phone, pretty much any act involving two human beings touching. Until all of that is gone, I will never feel truly safe.
Inside of me, there's been this flicker of hope, and it's because Poppy can't get me right now. He can't hurt me anymore. It feels so good to say that. He can't hurt me.
I don't think any of us should even for a moment let down our guard, regardless of whether we're a chair away from Poppy or several states away. He will find some way. Probably someone else will have to technologically set it up for him and tell him how to use it, but he will find a way to get us, even if we're not in the same room.
As long as there's hair on his head to slick back, I think he can pull off the fake handshake.
I don't want to think about a future in which Poppy can never get someone again. That world will never exist because there'll always be Mina Kimes out there.
Poppy's back, you son of you. Here you have it.
Oh, he is back.
That's right.
That was
he's
very
back.
Dramatic, inappropriate.
Can I have your phone?
Sure.
No! 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 I can't believe it! She fell for it again!
Beginning of the fake handshake.
It hurts. I'm not going to lie. It hurts being humiliated. It hurts watching his ne'er-do-well son celebrate something that he had no part in. But I'm a loving person. Maybe I'm a little too loving, honestly, based on what's happened here. And that's not going to change just because one old man has made it a little bit harder to love.
He's going to get her again. And he's probably going to get her with a fake elbow bump instead of a handshake. And it's going to count just the same.
Poppy's last shake, whenever it comes, will be just as clear as day as the first one when it comes to Mina Kimes. She'll be the only one who didn't see it coming.
Oh, you know what, Mina, I was happy to meet her, so it's always been such a pleasure to meet you. And I go like that, and she went like, no. So I wasn't going to do anything, but she wouldn't shake my hand.
Once he realized something worked, he was going to go to it over and over and over again. Of course, what he figured out worked was Mina and Pablo.
What's it been like being quarantined with Poppy the past few months?
To do it with Poppy would have been fun. But no, I did it with Gonzalo, and it's like another virus. I've been trying to get a date with Poppy for 10 years. The one that come home is more like a nerd. It's like bringing Pablo home.
Even just off camera chilling, I would like to think that Poppy is way cooler than Pablo.
He got decides to be shoved into a locker though, you know? That's right. That might not be a bad idea. I gotta try that again.
It would not be a bad idea. You gotta try that again. I thought we'd move past this as a society, honestly. I thought that we'd move past this as a company. I'm the size to be shoved into a locker, though.
I think Pablo could fit into a locker. I mean, Pablo probably knows. He knows exactly how hard it was to get in there all those times that he was put in there. So maybe you should ask him.
I get the feeling with Poppy's inclinations, he looks at Pablo and sees someone that he himself once stuffed into a locker.
He's become, and you can thank the show for it, he's become savage. He's become a savage.
Poppy was born to play this game. Is it frustrating? Yes. Is it infuriating? Yes. Does it suck that the internet thinks it gives them the right to make fun of you? Yes, Poppy is still perceived as the nicest man, even though he is constantly tricking the people who are just trying to do their jobs.
I hope now that people realize what he is, because he's not nice. And if you watch these videos, if you watch any of these videos of what he's done to his victims, yeah, he's Hannibal Lecter, man.
I'm really looking forward to meeting Poppy. He's beloved by all, well, all except for maybe Pablo and Mina. But I am looking forward to meeting with him. And if we do, it would have to be under certain parameters and certain guidelines, meaning no cell phones, no cameras. I can't have video of Poppy housing me floating around the internet.
Like all great rivalries, and I know somebody is going to immediately respond to that and say it's not really a rivalry if you look at the statistics. There's an undercurrent of love, you know, in our relationship, and I only want the best for him.
Poppy is a job creator. All these people, every single one of them has a nicer car or a nicer crib than they had before, strictly because of Poppy. That is what his legacy is. He is a stimulus package.
He's clearly the greatest Levitard in the history of sports media. So that is a legacy, although it's not quite that impressive.
Poppy is an iconic ESPN personality, and we also happen to employ his son, Don.
My greatest professional blessing has been able to work next to my old man late in life and have him be here next to me daily during retirement. It has been a pleasure to hand the show over to him, but I do like to say the line, I gave my father a television show and the stole it from him.
If you could track shaking your head and saying, Poppy got me, they're gonna put them all together, this montage to end it.
No.
Poppy got me.
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 Poppy got me. Poppy got me.
Poppy got me, his only son. No, wait a minute. I'm not his only son. His own son. He got his own son. Poppy got me.
Oh, don't worry about it. Don't feel bad about what happened to you. You were fooled by the very best in the business, so you should wear that badge of honor. Yeah, easy to get, but I'm also that good, you know?
Oh, you want me to wash this?
Yeah.
No, that was...
Sorry, I got distracted. I'm dumb.
Because I wore a sweet cardigan, Poppy said, oh, that cardigan's so sweet. I want to make sure that no one else ever sees how sweet a cardigan that is ever again on TV, because it's that intimidating to everybody else, because the cardigan is that sweet. This is the sweetest cardigan anyone's ever seen.
Poppy certainly loves Dan more than he loves me. But like, totally different discussion.
If you had to choose between Dan and Poppy, who would you pick?
I take the fifth. I pick Bomani.
Nobody told me the platform moves. It swivels. You guys never screenshotted or spotlighted. Everyone just assumed I don't know how to jump from point A to point B.
Which old man has devastated you more, Poppy or Tom Brady?
I'm not answering that question. You guys are
National Voter Registration Day is September 22nd. For more information, visit IamAVoter.com.
Okay, so now do you all owe Josh Allen an apology?
Okay, so I believe this particular panel right here has been harder on Josh Allen than anywhere you will find on our network. Buffalo Mafia, Bills Mafia is coming after me today, telling me to both put in my pipe and smoke and put in my tailpipe that performance from yesterday. Two different pipes, two different places. They are giving me the pipe because he was great yesterday. He was four touchdowns, more than 400 yards. He was great on deep throws, 7 of 8 deep passes beyond 20 yards. He had like 200 plus yards. I believe he's too reckless. I believe he is too inaccurate. I believe in this particular league that you are seeing the evolution of that position. That is a real big problem. Maybe he can fix it. It looks through two games like he has. I don't trust just these two games. I'll take last year's sample.
No, he just played a game I did not think he was capable of playing. And so I'll give him credit for how well he managed to play in that game. And he is so strong and so athletic, and he can do so many things. I don't think he knows exactly what the hell he's doing, right? But whatever he actually gets out there and does, at least for these two games, it's been great. He is surrounded by talent. I don't know why y'all keep thinking I need to apologize to these dudes, but I'm making conclusions based on things that you've seen with your own two eyes. All these Bills fans with all this stuff to say about how we owe Josh Allen an apology, you never thought you'd live long enough to see that dude throw for 400 yards in a game. And how could you think you'd live long enough to see that, given literally every other season of play that he has ever put forth? However, it does look like right now at this moment, they've got maybe the best quarterback in the division, right? We got to see how Cam's body holds up, and we got to see how Josh Allen does as this goes. But if he's going to play like he's playing right now, they're a team that has a legitimate chance to make a Super Bowl. And if they make it to a Super Bowl, you know what I'm going to say? I'm so glad Josh Allen ain't out here playing sorry anymore, because now they got to a Super Bowl, and then he can apologize to me for how sorry he used to be.
I don't know how to follow that, but I think the answer is no. I don't owe him an apology because he is playing well now. Nothing that I've criticized him before was a lie, like it was true. And it is funny how the fans pile on us because he's playing well, when I know those same fans had the same reaction that I had when he was doing the ridiculous things that he was doing in the playoffs. And the recklessness is not a big problem necessarily when it pays off, when you have receivers like Diggs and Brown, they make it pay off. That is not the recklessness that I'm concerned about nearly as much as the recklessness he shows when he is running the ball. It was a 3rd and 10 yesterday, and he scrambled and decided it was a bright idea to try to run over each defensive lineman individually, and then he fumbles. Fumbling's not even the worst part. You trying to die? I know you big and strong, but that ain't no way to lead your team if you're a quarterback. Everyone loves your toughness, but have some sense, especially as you're playing as well as you're playing right now. Don't go out there and blow all that because you want to impress somebody because you're big and strong. Just keep playing the way you're playing. You get to a Super Bowl, but Monty and I will be there to accept our apologies for having us think that you were sorry this whole time. Why would you do that to us? Why you make us watch this sorriness if you actually are good?
If he stops giving the ball up, now we're talking about something different. Because the thing with him is he fumbles a lot and he's good to throw some picks, right? If he's going to hold on to the ball, now we're talking about something different, even if he doesn't make the super duper high ceiling plays.
Do you question if Anthony Davis is now the most important player on the Lakers?
All right, this was fun last night, and an extraterrestrial. I mean, in the history of basketball, this will never be a common thing. Someone who looks like Anthony Davis, this is a shot for him. This is not something that you don't expect him to make unless you're just questioning clutchness and some of that stuff. So this is the end of the game, and the defense isn't good. Look at what Grant and Plumlee did. They just stayed with LeBron James, and it's funny. Like, I mean, watch this again so you see how LeBron – I mean, wouldn't you assume that the ball was going to LeBron? And they get a great look. They were down one. They win the game. And that's exactly why you get Anthony Davis. You get Anthony Davis for that shot.
Dan, do you get Anthony Davis to shoot spot-up threes? Because I think he's a 30% three-point shooter. Like, this happened to work out, and it went fantastically. And it's big that he had it in him to take the shot. I've been taking some hell from some Lakers fans because I got on the Twitter and said after he got mauled by P.J. Tucker in game one of the last series that it was going to be a heart check for him, that if he kept going backwards when people tried to muscle him, he had no chance. Guess what he did after that? stopped going backwards, started taking it to the rim, started being far more aggressive. He's never played at any point that had these stakes. But is he the most important player for the Lakers? Dan, you just pointed it out. Two guys guarding LeBron James instead of guarding Anthony Davis. That's the answer to your question.
Yeah, I could have been swayed on this in part because of Anthony Davis's defensive ability in this particular series. Maybe he would be that important because I thought that he was going to slow Jokic and give him problems. But towards the end of that game, Jokic was getting whatever he wanted in those moments. I think AD hit a big shot in a big moment that's really huge for him, and we'll all remember it, and we'll look back if they win a championship and say that Anthony Davis was hugely important. But let's stop it. LeBron James is the most important person on every team that he's ever been on, and it will be that way until LeBron James is out of the league.
Yo, Dan, let me ask you this, man. What do you think about people's counting Denver out already in this? Like, I feel like I know that it's easy for us to forget things because so much is going on in the world. We watched these dudes come down from 3-1 twice already. We saw them almost win the game last night. Like, it feels a little hasty just pushing them out of the playoffs just because Anthony Davis made a shot that is not really one he's likely to make.
The reason that I said that that's what you get Anthony Davis for is because everything that LeBron has built to this moment was to get this guy to be his fountain of youth in some of those moments where he hasn't had the ability to go to someone who looks like that to get their shot at the end of a game. We have talked about LeBron James at the end of a game for damn near 10 years. Here, he didn't have to do nothing but stand there. He didn't have to get anyone open. He didn't have to throw a basketball. All he did was stand there. By his very existence, we're thinking that the Lakers are going to coast through the rest of these playoffs. Nuggets, Heat, Celtics, everybody, because LeBron James exists at the center of it.
Hey, after this, you think we could start over and do the segment we would have done if that shot hadn't have gone in? Because it would have sounded completely different than everything we just said.
Let's do that. You know what? I want to do that. I want an alternate reality. Let's see if we can summon that.
So after blowing that game, is LeBron not clutch again?
If you're LeBron James in that spot, you must go get the basketball, go get your destiny, go get the victory, go get your season. You cannot be in a spot, a bystander like that, with teammates all around you who aren't as good as you are. Do something. You're MVP. You don't like that you finished second in the MVP voting. Do something. Show us you're not.
It was twice in that last possession. He penetrated it past the KCP. Then he got another chance to hit a game winner, and he passed it up to give it to AD. Old LeBron is back.
Hold on, guys. I know you don't really want to talk about it because the theme of the bubble is something completely different, but what if Nikola Jokic is the greatest center of all time? You ever thought about that?
I think he might be.
Tonight on ESPN, Monday Night Football, Saints, and Raiders.
Are you curious what Drew Brees is going to look like without his pacifier, Michael Thomas? We're not talking about Drew Brees here. We're not talking about Jameis Winston. John Gruden wants to talk some Taysom Hill.
You know, in my lifetime, I don't remember a quarterback that can throw and run read options and then line up at tight end. This guy's a weapon. He's a special teams demon. He can be the personal protector on the punt team. He's a great football player. You know, a lot of guys call it, he's a football player. This guy's a football player. He can play anywhere on the football field. And you got to be aware of number 7 because he can ruin the game. And they have a great package to keep us off his scent. You know, you just can't prepare for him for anything. He's a football player.
And there you have it. I think Cam Newton could probably do some of those things, might quibble. But the faces on these two gentlemen suggest they're here to quibble. Bomani Jones, are you intrigued?
Spoken like the man that's keeping the Peter Man in the league. That's where John Gruden is on this one. You got to where I was coming from. There are all kinds of guys that could do all those things, except all those other jobs he pointed out are jobs that guys get on an NFL roster because they're not good enough at their main jobs. There are probably lots of quarterbacks who could do that, except they're too valuable as actual quarterbacks. Why are they paying this dude $16 million a year? No shade. Get your money. I'm just curious why you would do that.
How about you, Dominique? Are you intrigued?
I'm intrigued in the game, but I just felt like, aside from all that, because Bomani hit all the important analytical points, but is John Gruden doing an impersonation of John Gruden? Like, that didn't even, That's that was that more John about. Gruden than I'd ever seen before. Like, that was nonsense. He said, football player, like 12 times. Yeah. Is he trying to get a job as a John Gruden impersonator in Vegas? Is that his next move?
I also love that he's wearing the NWA era Raiders hat out there. Like, you think that's what he was wearing in 1988?
Well, that's to cover that hair, though. We showed you that shot last week. Yeah. He looks so much younger and smarter. He looks so much smarter when his hair is inside the baseball cap than when it's sweaty and running off the field and patchy. We're all done here. If you want more Bomani Jones, and why wouldn't you? The right time with Bomani Jones. More Dominique Foxperth can be found at The Undefeated. Did I just swallow the W and make you Foxperth? I think I did.
I saw a commercial for the Stanley Cup final yesterday, and I've already forgotten who was in it. It's the Dallases and the...
Tampa.
Yes, the Buccaneers.